positive actions. Here at True Balance Karate in Downers Grove, Illinois, we have a social-emotional learning program called True Character. I'm Master H, the owner and chief instructor here at the studio. I have two master's degrees in education, and we've developed this curriculum to meet the needs of our youngest students, who are 3 or 4, and our oldest student, who is 86. And this month, we are talking about having a positive attitude. I look for the good everywhere. And we started off defining what it meant and what it kind of looked like. And last week we talked about having a positive attitude with our thoughts and with our feelings and what's some things that we can do to help us feel more positive, right? And those could be some actions that we take. But if we're going to maintain a positive attitude more consistently, there's some actions that we can take that will help us maintain that positive attitude. Actions like getting good sleep. I don't know about you, but if my kids were little and they didn't get enough sleep and then they missed their nap, they were super cranky. And if we're being honest, I get super cranky if I don't get enough sleep too. So getting a good night's rest, what that looks like for you, whether that's 6 hours or 8 hours, I do best with 8, it matters, right? Having a good before bed routine. Are you still flipping on your phone and it gets your brain going and going and going and you can't turn it off before you go to sleep? Or do you have a good routine with brushing your teeth and maybe reading a little bit of a book with and then playing some music and then journaling and whatever that might look like for you, right? But enough so that you can actually cycle down into sleep rather than your brain still moving through the day's events. For me, sometimes that's a little bit of journaling and it helps me get out whatever thoughts are left over from the activities of the day. It looks different for everybody. So take a look at what that looks like for you, for your sleep habits, and see what you can do to help yourself. Take a look too at what's going on with your kids. Have you been rushing from one activity to the next activity to the next activity, and now we got to eat and now we got to get into the tub and take a bath and brush your teeth and go to bed? Have they had a moment to have some downtime? Have they had a moment to look at pictures in a book or read a book themselves or build with Legos or something like that to give them a moment to breathe before we try to get them to go to sleep, right? So think about those kinds of actions and how that can affect our positivity. And then eating healthy. Eating good fruits, eating good vegetables, eating good protein, getting all of our main food pyramid good foods into our bodies. I'm not saying don't have cake, because I totally would for like birthdays and things like that. But, you know, if you are eating healthy 90, 95% of the time, your body's going to feel good, so you're going to feel good. And then you've got exercise. We talked about how the endorphins last week could help you feel better, feel happier, feel more positive, that kind of thing. Getting some exercise that you enjoy matters, right? Don't go to the gym because you know you have to. Go to the gym because that's something you want to do. And if you're the kind of person who'd rather join a soccer league and go and play soccer with your friends, then do that. But get movement, get exercise, get the endorphins that come with getting a good sweat and making those connections. And speaking of which, having those positive connections with people is also a positive action you can take. Whether that's smiling at the grocery store person as they're ringing you up, whether that's offering assistance and help to somebody who seems like they might need a little helping hand. That happened to me this weekend as I was unloading a heavy piece of backer board into the cart. A gentleman came over and asked if I needed a little hand to get it into the cart. And I totally was like, perfect. Thank you so much. Encouragement and kindness go a long way to spreading positive attitudes, not just for yourself, but to everybody else around you. And if you like to be social and be active and things like that, then you get to do two things at the same time. You're enjoying being on a soccer team and you're making connections, which is also positive. or you've joined a running club and you're running and chatting with some friends. And that's also a way to help others have a positive attitude. So wherever we can spread kindness like glitter, we can grow everybody's positive attitude and have a more positive outlook on things ourselves. Thanks. And I'll see you on the mat.